Yeah, 889-779. Yeah, I'm not hearing her either, and I'm looking at the status right now. Looks like it's keying up, but just us, I think.
I was hearing Karen and Kimber, not without a problem, but evidently they're not hearing us for some reason. But all right, you have a good one, Forrest, and we'll talk to you after a while. And I did talk to Haley, so yeah, I'm going to get back with her as soon as I hear back from my daughter. So anyway, appreciate the help. WSBT 889, we're monitoring.
Yeah, no problem, John. Glad we could help. So I'll send Dale a message. I don't know if he can hear us as well, but I reset the link, but I'll send him a message. That's what happened earlier, and I thought it would work out. All right, take care. WRGY 779, I'm monitoring.
And it's working. I hear you up here.
Yeah, I just heard you loud and clear, Dale, so yeah. Not sure what's going on, but just looking at the link, the page now, so.
The snow was playing heck on Herd Peak and Klamath this morning, so I don't know. Could be the blizzard.
Yeah, some strange things are happening. One of our windows at the office unexpectedly cracked on the inner pane, and it's a side that gets hit by the wind quite a bit, so I'm thinking thermal shock because it was a really cold wind, and we have the office temperature like 73 degrees, and it was weird. So a lot of things going bump in the night, that's for sure.
Yeah, resetting the link might have done it.
Yeah, I did that right after she was trying to communicate, rebooted it right away, so yeah, I'm not sure.
Okay, well, it's working now. WRTX 950.
How's the weather up in your neck of the woods?
Oh, a lot of rain. But crater's getting hammered. 138 was closed last night, and today is just complete whiteout.
Yeah, and the weather alerts were stating the flood warning. I was kind of wondering where it was talking about in this area. Kind of surprised me, unless it was talking about Spring River Valley or something, but I thought it was weird hearing the flood alerts in this area.
Well, Herd Peak has got the avalanche warning, which is very weird to see and hear that, because it's supposed to be supposed to start raining tomorrow, so that's why the flood warning. If it starts raining, it's going to melt the snow real fast.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Dale, good hearing from you. I'm going to probably take it easy and stay warm in the house, so I'm glad I got heat. That's for sure.
All right, Forrest, I'll talk to you later. WRTX 950.
All right, have a good night. WRJY 779.